jusque dans nos bras, égorger nos fils, nos compagnes. Aux armes, citoyens.
Back with topical currents.
Believe it or not. Well, we know what tomorrow is, as we just actually heard before topical currents, which is why we have an abbreviated topical currents and food and dining today.
And it's time now for Food and Dining with resident chef, author, and syndicated columnist, Linda Gastenheimer. Linda, we know she's a bit of a Francophile as well as a cordon bleu chef.
And of course, we often hear of her passion for rich desserts. So today's Food and Dining brings a South Florida guest who certainly has an authentic flair for the world's greatest cuisine. Linda?
Hello. Hi. Nice to be with you. Nice to be with you. You know, we just celebrated our 4th of July with hot dogs and hamburgers, and also, what do the French do for their Bastille Day, which is going to be tomorrow, July 14th? Now, in 1789, the Bastille prison was stormed, and the French Revolution began. And it's celebrated every year with some really great food. And we've got some really great food here, courtesy of Veronique Yubi. She's the co-owner with her husband of Café Bonjour. It's a French bistro and bakery in South Miami. Welcome, Veronique.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. I mean, if you want to see her food, go to WLRN's Facebook Live video and see all this wonderful food. You might see me eating most of it, but you'll enjoy it.
Well, you're in heaven today.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Veronica, you know, as Joe mentioned that I spent time in Paris and all, one time I was there, on July 14th, they had fireworks cascading off the top of the tower, Eiffel Tower, all the way down to the ground. It was just spectacular, spectacular. So, and of course, besides all the fireworks, what else happens there on the 14th?
On the 14th, beside the fireworks, you have a military parade. And after you have every gathering of family and friend in the neighborhood, or they do like a little ball with a firefighter, and you dance with a small local orchestra on the old flonflon from French, like we just heard Mireille Mathieu, so she's one of the old one, and people like to remember this time, and they dance on the old
French girls.
The French girls. Yeah. Oh.
And so tell me, what do you eat? What do you eat on Bastille Day?
Depending on which region you are and what you find on the market on the same day or the day before. But I think what French appreciate the most, it's the bridge. Because, for example, today they're going to be closed until next Monday and not working. So it's going to be a long weekend and they're going to enjoy
it. You mean by the bridge, bridging the time?
The time off.
Yes,
time off. So it's one of the best for the French people to have a long weekend.
Well, that's wonderful. So, all right, so tell us. We've been talking about food and all, and food that you've brought. So you say people are going to have picnics, and one of the foods that you brought was this fabulous quiche. Tell us about it.
Yes, the quiche, it's like an egg pie, and we try to make a very light one. And this one that we brought you to your studio was with spinach and goat cheese. The dough is very thin, so it's not too heavy and too eggy. We serve it mostly with a salad. Salads are very important for the French culture, so with a nice salad, fresh mesclun or arugula, and a traditional vinaigrette. It's a nice start for 14th of July.
You know, Veronique, it's very creamy. It's almost like a custard more than a quiche.
Yes,
I thought there might be cream cheese in it.
Yeah.
No, there's no cream cheese. It's just the way they battered the eggs and add a lot of air and not to put too much eggs. There's crème fraîche in it. And
you can't say cream cheese to a French person. It's got to be crème fraîche.
Crème fraîche.
And crème fraîche is... how could we say it? It's not sour cream, but it's
cultured.
Kind of, it's cultured. There's a culture in the cream.
Yes. So it's hard to a lot of food in French cuisine.
It's got this little sort of acid. So, for example, if you're making any kind of sauce or soup or anything, you add a spoonful of crème fraîche and it just adds what you need. It just thickens it up.
But isn't it? It's
most quiches are very dense.
Exactly.
And hard. This is light as a cloud, really. It just sort of smoothly goes down with wonderful, wonderful flavors. And again, she said the crust is so light. And then I want to talk about the salad because, as you mentioned, everybody loves a salad and all. And you brought the dressing. Tell us about the French dressing because it is so simple to make.
Yeah, French dressing, it's very easy. I'm going to give you a basic recipe for French dressing using 1 spoon of Dijon mustard. You add 3 spoons of any vinegar that you like. We use red wine vinegar, but it can be cider or champagne or something more fancy. And after 6 spoons of any kind of oil. We're using olive oil, but it's at your discretion, and you can use any kind of oil to make it.
Safflower?
Yes, exactly, if you like.
And is olive oil not too heavy?
No, it's a nice one. Or you can cut. You can put, like, 3 of olive oil or 1 of olive oil. You can make your own mixed.
So it's 6 to 3 to 1.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's an easy one
thing,
to remember.
But the secret here is to make sure that the vinegar and the mustard are really mixed well. In fact, you can even put it in a food processor. Mix it really, really well and then slowly add in the oil and it won't separate. So
yes,
it gets thicker. And it's so easy because, I mean, you've got 3 ingredients to make your salad dressing. It's always delicious and you can have those things in your house at
and
any
salt.
Time.
And salt.
To make
a little dash of salt and pepper at your taste,
but the mustard
gives
has
you
the
exactly
salt.
So
salt.
Yeah,
and the other thing that you mentioned, Veronique, is you in France you don't plan your meal first. You go to the market and you see what's fresh and available, and then you plan your meal around that.
Yeah, most of the time, yes. Or sometimes you have an idea and you arrive at a market and it's not exactly the way you look at you want it, so. You choose another product and you work around it.
And you work around it. And that's what makes the food so wonderful and fabulous. So before we go any further, Bonnie and Joe have been mentioning this is my happy day because you brought a chocolate cake to end all chocolate cakes. Tell us about it.
So the cake that we brought is a Concorde. We know that, Linda, it's one of your favorite cakes. And matter of fact, you know how to do it. But I was very impressed because... As a wife of a pastry chef, I still don't know how to do it perfectly. I can help, but not doing it.
Now, I have to just say something. She very wisely married the right man.
Absolutely.
He's a wonderful pastry chef. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, and so it's a chocolate meringue and chocolate mousse. So you have a disc of chocolate meringue. And with layers of chocolate mousse and top with meringue on the top. We serve it with an English cream. And it's a very successful cake because right now with a gluten allergy or the gluten concern of customers, this cake is without gluten and the cream that's going with it too. So yes. It's make it easier for party so you don't have to think too much of who's allergic to what.
How long does that take to make?
I can tell you. At least 2 days.
It does.
I'll tell you what it is. Gaston Lenote, who's considered the pastry chef of France, developed this cake when the Concorde plane was invented. It was French, and he called it Le Concorde. And what it is, to make meringues is difficult, but to make chocolate meringues is even harder. So what they've done is they've made 3 layers of chocolate meringue about the size of a pie plate, that size. And then they sandwich it together with chocolate mousse, each layer. Then they cover the cake with chocolate mousse as sort of a frosting all around it. But what they've done on top of that is they've taken, when they're making the chocolate meringue, they take meringue and they pipe it like, sort of the shape of a straw.
Right.
Okay? And they cook that, and then they break it into little pieces, and they cover the whole cake with this. But here's the secret. You have to let it sit for a day, because then all of the flavors, and although, as Veronique told me earlier, the meringue gets soft, but it still has a bit of a crunch.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Definitely. Yes. And it looks like, actually, Marie Antoinette's hairstyle. The little curls, doesn't it?
Let them eat cake.
That's a wonderful, wonderful analogy, I think.
Isn't it?
Yes. Excellent, excellent. So so what happened was Gaston Lenote's atelier workshop was right next to my children's school in Paris. So every day after school, these little boys would run out and press their nose against the window. And since I had a car full of carpool boys, It was very expensive to pick the kids up at school.
Because you'd have to get them all pastries.
Yeah, not every day, believe me. So it was really a wonderful thing. But that's not all, okay? She brought a second dessert. Tell us about that.
So the second dessert is choux à la crème or cream puff. And right now it's, I think, the big seller in our shop. And it's coming, it's like the same crust as an éclair. It's a pâte à choux and it's filled up with crème légère. So crème légère, it's a mix of crème pâtissière or pastry cream with chantilly. And we add different flavors. So you can have just plain vanilla, or you can have a chocolate, you can have a hazelnut, or more like on a fruit side with strawberry or raspberry. And it's very light, and it's a small portion, so we don't feel so guilty to have it.
Right.
And
right
now, it's... You can't feel guilty on this because it's so light and lovely. These look... It's about the size of a big golf ball. And pâte à choux or pastry cream, it's like an éclair cream. But when you cook those, it's not that easy to cook because it's a very thick pastry. And when you put it in the oven, you have to put it at a certain temperature. Then you have to wait, and you have to put the temperature up. And up and up, and that helps it to puff up. Then when you take it out, you have to put a hole in
it
and let the steam come out.
It sounds like you know exactly how to cook these things.
Guess what? Yes.
And that would mean that we don't have to wait.
I think it's so wonderful that I found Café Bonjour because I don't have to spend 2 days making this cake anymore. It's my husband's favorite birthday cake. We can go just there and have it. And we can go. But here's the thing. When you have cream puffs here, most of the time they're filled with sometimes ice cream, but mostly just whipped cream. But French pastry cream has so much more texture and flavor to it, and that's what makes these so special. So it's just sort of a melt in your mouth. I'm sorry, I'm drooling. Okay, so now one other thing that we haven't mentioned that, of course, we have to have in France. There's a bottle sitting next to
Duvin.
The wine. Tell us about the wine you brought.
The wine we brought, white wine, a Sauvignon Blanc, because due to the fact it was quiche and dessert, so we try to have a white wine, but it's the same. It depends by region, and some people's going to have a different kind of wine. Champagne will be nice too, a rosé or something fresh for the summer. But a red wine can be nice too.
Some people like red wine
yes.
with chocolate, right?
Absolutely. It's a very good combination. And a nice Burgundy or Bordeaux, depending on your taste. If you like something heavy or something lighter, be nice. And this can be expensive or not expensive, depending on your taste.
Well, tell us about this one, because what I thought was so interesting is she said that we could have it with savory, which is the quiche that she brought with some spinach in that quiche, and then with this
sweet,
unctuous chocolate cake. But it went with both. Now, that's so unusual to have the wine go with savory and sweet.
Yeah, but Sauvignon is a mild wine, so it can go with this kind of food because it's...
And tell us the name of this wine.
This one is called Sauvignon Blanc from Domaine Fortuné, and it's on the non-too-expensive. It's a small vineyard in France, so they don't have huge production, and it's bottled in France, so it's not coming like in big... canisters and after put in bottles, so it's nicer.
Really nice.
And you sell the bottles at Café Bonjour?
Yes, we have this kind of...
I don't think they can sell it by the bottle.
You
can have it there in the restaurant.
Right.
No,
yes.
We can because we have a bakery and we have a licensing.
Oh, so you can
so
go
we,
and buy
yes,
the wine
Yes, you
there?
Can buy bottle or buy case
Bonnie,
if you like.
Let's go.
Yes.
We're on our way.
Or you
We're
can put an order through our line or online and you're more than welcome.
Wonderful. And by the way, on WLRN's Facebook page, we have a live video with Véronique Youby and from Café Bonjour, and she shows us all this wonderful French food that we've been talking about. And it is really wonderful to see. I think we have just 2 minutes left. If you're thinking you want to make a French meal yourself at home, moules à la marinière, or mussels in white wine, so easy. And it brings back memories of eating on the quay in France, watching the fishing boats, having a glass of white wine. What could be better? You can get that whole recipe at dinnerinminutes.com. And by the way, you want to buy just 2 pounds of mussels per person. It's inexpensive and easy to make, and I explain it all there at dinnerinminutes.com. Well, this has been just a delightful day. Véronique, Thank you so very much
for having us.
Veronique Yubi. She is the co-owner with her husband, Ahmed, and he's a pastry chef, which makes that a good thing, is at Café Bonjour, French Bakery, and Bistro. And where are you located?
We are located on US 1 at 6222 South Dixie, just across South Miami Hospital. And it's a little strip mall near the Petco and Party City as a trademark.
And by the way, it's sort of apropos this across in the hospital, because you started out life as a nurse.
Absolutely.
At the American Hospital in Paris.
Yes. And I was working at South Miami Hospital for 16 years in the operating room. So that's, I can see still the hospital just across the street.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much
for the
delicious food.
Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, pleasure talking with you. Next week, we'll be talking about creating foods for kids that actually like food that's good for them.
Oh.
Yes, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And thanks for joining this hour. We certainly had a good time. Topical Currents lead producer, Richard Ives. Technical direction from online producer, Jason Zabka. And Polly Landis is associate producer. As always, it's free and easy. You can download this and past programs from our website. That's WLRN.org. An easy click on the radio section. We also had the Topical Currents Facebook page, as well as the iTunes podcast. Our all-so-familiar theme, written and composed by and performed by and created by Michael Levine, one of our South Florida jazz musicians. Bonnie and I return Monday with a program about South Florida's Subtropics Experimental Music and Sound Arts Festival. Now underway, we'll have its longtime producer, composer Gustavo Matamoros on hand with binaural recordings to play for us. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Linda Gassenheimer, thanks for being with us today. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next from NPR News.